The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of Coal Investment Group and its staff. Coal Investment Group is a registered investment advisor. Call 262-522-4040.
Welcome to the Retirement Clinic with your host, Jeff Coal from the Coal Investment Group, the retirement specialists.
Good morning and welcome. It's News Talk 1130 WISN's Retirement Clinic, hosted today by John White, Certified Financial Planner with the Coal Investment Group. I'm Paul Kronforst. John, good morning. A very, very special show today.
Yes, it is, Paul. We're going to be talking about a very important topic. We're going to be talking about an event on March 20th, Wednesday. And a little bit of a different show, different format, but that is the focus today.
Yeah, the event is, Coal Investment Group does this quite often. Jay Weber's hosted some in the past, has moderated some, and you'll have a panel. Well, that's what this event is. We'll give you details in a bit, but John, we've got two guests in studio for today's show, so let's get started.
Yeah, we have Pam Foti, and she's from the Vesta Senior Network, and she'll be one of our panelists at the event on March 20th. And also joining us today, we have Christy Tolson from the Tribute Companies, and she'll be talking about burials and cemeteries and probably making a bad job of this, but lots of different things we're talking about today. So really important discussion. So Wednesday, March 20th, let's start promoting it right now. Wednesday, March 20th, if you go to thecoalway.com and click the header events and scroll down a little ways, you'll see the events. We have two times for this event. We have 3 o'clock in the afternoon going until 4:30. And then the second event, same topics, of course, is from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It will be in Brookfield, and we need you to register online at thecoalway.com. That's how you join the event. And I thought I'd begin the discussion really by just getting an introduction from Pam, first of all, on the Vesta Senior Network and what she does.
Thanks, John. So like John said, I'm Pam Foti, and I'm one of the owners of Vesta Senior Network. We are elder care consultants, and we've been in business since January of 2013. Myself and my business partner, Jenny Wagner, sat at our kitchen table one morning in January of 2013 and became an LLC. And at that time, we decided that we were going to help people find the best care for their loved ones. And since that time, we have helped thousands of families do just that, find the best care communities for their loved ones. Most of what we do is help families determine what is the best assisted living and what is the best memory care. And the most important thing is that everybody is unique and everybody has a different set of care needs, a different set of financial circumstances. And that's what we really specialize in, is getting to know each and every individual personally and understanding what is going to meet their needs, what is going to be sustainable, and how are we going to make this a really positive experience when no one really shows up with their bags packed, knocking on the door saying, please let me into assisted living.
Yeah, and I can kind of speak as a brief testimonial here. It wasn't myself that used your services, but I found out recently that my sister-in-law did for my father-in-law. And they were very grateful for the help that they received. It can be very overwhelming is the word I would use to describe this, where, you know, a family member needs help with assisted living. Sometimes their health can deteriorate quickly. And before you know it, this is a massive need that needs to be addressed. And you want someone that's backing the situation to help you figure this out, because most people aren't spending their hours and days Googling online how to deal with this. So very important. And I can say firsthand from my sister-in-law that they really enjoyed working with your company.
Thanks. That's great to hear.
John White with the Coal Investment Group. Before we go any further, this event is March 20th. It's complimentary. You have an events tab on your website, thecoalway.com. Please go there. You must register to be a part of it. Also at that event is Christy Tolson. Have we said good morning yet, Christy? Good morning.
No, but good morning. Thank you for having me.
Christy, you are with the Tribute Companies. And tell us a little bit about what we'll be talking about with you.
Sure. Well, I'm the fun one here to talk about all things end of life and dealing with cemeteries and funeral arrangements, both at the time of a death, but ideally before a death actually happens, when people are able to financially secure what they want to be doing and budget for these decisions, as well as emotionally be able to be in a better space.
Yeah, John, you've talked about how challenging this can be. That's a challenge just to say that word, John. And this event is called Necessary Conversations, Planning Your Perfect Exit.
Right.
So as challenging or difficult as that exit may be, you must address these things. I mean, we've talked about estate planning on the show over the years countless times.
Yeah, when we do financial plans for our clients, we're talking about assisted living or long-term care needs. We're talking about final arrangements, like Christy has mentioned. And we do planning that involves college funds, so the other side of this age spectrum, and everything in between. So, you know, this is obviously the latter part of life that we're dealing with here. I actually have a designation as well called Certified Long-Term Care Planner. I really got that designation because as time moved on and I was working with my clients, I saw this need. People are living longer with medical technology, with advancements in science. And I just don't think that people really understood the need for this. But as people age, and especially, again, with technological improvements, we just see more and more of a need for people to address long-term care. And we haven't mentioned this, but Mike Smith is also going to be joining us at the event. He runs the company CPS Horizons, and he'll be talking more about the insurance side of things. So that's life insurance and long-term care insurance. He's not joining us today. He'll be on the show the following week. But, you know, very important. And, you know, especially when you see it happen to a loved one, that's when you realize, okay, I need to talk about this with my clients. We can't shy away from these topics. We got to talk about them, make sure it's addressing the financial plan. We'll do a stress test of the financial plan to make sure that if a long-term care event does happen, that we have the resources available to deal with that so that the couple or the single person is not struggling financially. And then we'll also, you know, like Christy's mentioning, talk about the final burial costs, final arrangements, and how much does that cost, and let's include that in the plan as well.
Well, if people have not ever been through this experience, there might be sticker shock at a time when you are grieving, right? Which compounds the issues. So, John, a really good event. And just to give you the facts, it's March 20th. It's free to attend, but you must reserve your spot. Space is limited. It's going to be held in Brookfield. We want you to go to the website to sign up to take a look at the information, thecowalway.com, thecowalway.com. This event is at 3 and 6 p.m. on, is that a Wednesday?
It is a Wednesday.
March 20th. Okay. So, John, let's get started because this show is kind of a microcosm, a bit of your event and what you'll be talking about.
Right. You know, the event is only 1.5 hours, and that's not enough time to talk about all the things we need to talk about. So I thought today we'll get a few questions answered. We selected a few to choose from. We might do maybe more depending on the time. But first of all, I'm going to preface this with, you know, every single circumstance is different. So all the advice you're hearing today, it depends. That's the answer. It really does depend on your situation if this makes sense or not. I would say, first of all, get a financial plan. Have a roadmap mapped out for your finances. So when you retire and every day is a Saturday, that you've got the money there, that it's ready to go. And then we'll start talking about other things such as long-term care, insurance, et cetera, burial costs, things like that. But I'm going to ask Pam this question. Basically, the question goes like this. When or should I start planning or researching care or care facilities? Do waiting lists exist?
That is a very interesting question. And I think that, as you said, it's a question that depends, right? And as I said earlier, only I think once or twice in our 11 years doing this have we actually had someone call us and say, it's time for me to check into a nursing home. Can you help me? That doesn't happen that often. But I think you brought up a really good point earlier, is that everybody likes to plan for retirement and people picture their retirement as every day being a Saturday. And I think that what is really significant is that especially the generation that may be needing our services now is a generation that really didn't know that they were necessarily going to live to be 87 years old. I just had a conversation with a daughter, an adult daughter this morning, and we had that exact conversation, is that mom retired at 54, dad retired at 52, and dad just died in August, and now mom is 87 and they need to make a plan. And I'm always really impressed when I have a 92-year-old client that still has money left because they never expected to live 25, 30 years beyond retirement. But the fact of the matter is we don't die from our first stroke, our first heart attack, our first round of cancer, just like you mentioned. So things are looking a little bit different. And really, we are currently working with the first generation of people who have lived long enough to need care. So to answer your question, when do you start planning? Well, if we all had crystal balls, it would be really easy to plan anything in life, right? But the problem is we don't. So what are we planning for? I think the most important thing that anyone can do, as you mentioned, is work with a financial advisor, work with an expert. And I think that that is really, really what we don't realize, is that there are experts that can help us plan our funeral, plan our burial. We know to go to a realtor when we want to buy or sell a house. We know to go, you know, to a financial advisor if we want to plan for our future. But we don't know that maybe an elder care consultant can help plan what the future might look like when you start needing care. And that all is very different. As you mentioned, is it a couple? Is it an individual? The planning process is very different if someone starts planning when there are still two people. So I think that consulting an expert is the absolute place to start, because if we're a married person, for example, maybe we will go through this process maybe four times in our life, right? We each have two parents, theoretically. But if we go through it four times, it's going to look different every time. It's rare that we have two people with the same care needs. It's kind of like the way you go through your marriage, right? I've got the wheel, you take the gas, right? And I really see frequently that people don't decline in the same fashion. So if you're lucky enough to be together through the end of life, or as your decline begins to happen, as inevitably it will, you don't know what you're going to be looking for each individual. And that's where an expert can help.
You mentioned we're living longer, or John did, somebody that we are, right? Whether it's healthier, quality of life, I don't know if it matters. You still need money to live. So you take that into account.
Exactly. I mean, our process really is to, you know, get to know the individual and understand what that individual or couple, you know, but we look at both of them as individuals, you know, look at the person and see what their care needs are, see what their finances look like. If they don't necessarily have any care needs now, we might look at, do they have any diagnoses that might predict a little bit of a trajectory or a decline based on the experience that we have. For example, if I have a 92-year-old who has no memory issues today, I'm not that worried about there being a memory care safety net. But if I've got someone who is starting to have a decline and maybe memory is an issue, then I'm going to make sure that there is a memory care safety net for that individual. And then also, what is the safety net going to look like from a financial perspective? So we always talk about the three C's. It's the care, the cost, and the community. Those are what we are looking to make the best match and to make a sustainable solution for everyone.
Do we as Americans procrastinate this stuff?
Yes.
We don't want to talk about it, right?
No.
So we put it off and put it off, and eventually you do have to address it.
Well, I think that I always quote my sweet father-in-law, who's been gone 4 years, and he was good till he wasn't. And what I always say, we're all good till we're not. Right. And as he was in the hospital the month before his death, you know, he looked at me and he said, you know, Pam, it's tough to not know you're old till you're old. And he didn't plan, you know, and I always joke that it's the cobbler's children who have holes in their shoes. And that was absolutely the case in my life. But he got to do it his way, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah, that is. And you said case by case, every family, the dynamic of the American family has changed, right? Blended families. And like you said, most of us are going to have to deal with this. So you should be prepared, John. I guess that's the point. Have a strategy, have a plan.
Yeah, you know, when I'm talking about long-term care insurance with my clients, I tell them, you know, with life insurance, the claim rate is less than 2%. Which is a good thing, right? I mean, obviously, most of those term policies are not being used, which is fantastic. Jump up to, say, a car owner's insurance. Now, if you have an accident with your car, the claim rate is closer to 5 to 7%, somewhere in there. But the claim rate on long-term care for a guy is around 50%. For a female, it's 70%. So, and this is insurance you're using when you're alive, right? This is not, you've passed away and life insurance goes to your estate and your family. You're here and now, and it's affecting your family whether you want it to or not. And so, you know, it's not necessarily discussion or I hate saying this, but fear selling. It's just, let's make an educated decision. And whether you make the decision to get long-term care insurance or not, at least you made an educated decision about it rather than just, I don't want to do this.
John, our two guests in studio today, Pam Foti is with Vesta Senior Network. Christy Tosin, the tribute companies, both of you will be at this event March 20th. The panel, it will be held in Brookfield, thecowalway.com to sign up. It is a free event. And Christy, I'll just ask you this quickly because we're going to get to you later in the show about the very end.
Mm-hmm.
The very end, right?
Yeah.
So you're grieving, then you've got other things that are going on. We should have a plan in place. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives you peace of mind too, right?
100%. So we've all often talked about really what the components of pre-planning brings is peace of mind and the emotional well-being. Because when a death happens, there is so much that's going on and people cannot think straight. And you mentioned earlier about the broken families. There's different siblings. Everybody lives further apart. Everybody has their own opinion about things. And if a death happens and there's no plan in place and you get those siblings put together in a room saying, let's do the right thing for mom. Well, one of them says, well, I need the best for mom. She did the best for us. I want to spend a lot of money. I want to give her the best of all of these choices. And the other one says, we don't need to spend money. I'm never going to come back and visit the grave. I'm never going to be at the funeral. You know, why are we spending that money? Let's just have a big luncheon celebration. And then the other one is just sitting there just saying, hey, how much money am I going to get when the will is all settled? So you always are dealing with so many different dynamics with all of that. And so doing this ahead of time and making sure that this is all pre-planned so that your own wishes are carried forth is going to spare that emotional component of it too.
Do you agree with the, well, I asked Pam the question, I'll ask you, we procrastinate this stuff, right?
We do.
I don't know why. Is it just like anything? We don't like talking or doing our taxes, so we put those off as long as possible.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, our American society is terrible with dealing with grief and death. And there's a lot of other cultures and a lot of other countries that death is the epitome of life. That is what you're living for. And they celebrate it in such a meaningful way that is very admirable. Unfortunately, in America, we are terrible at that. And it's the elephant in the room. It's the topic that nobody wants to talk about.
And you should talk about it, but the right time. Right? Yeah, do you want to bring it up at Thanksgiving?
Yes, I actually do encourage that. Yes, 100%. Because the family is together.
Yeah,
and that's true. And the reality is that the conversation has to start somewhere. And it's going to be a lot easier at Thanksgiving just to plant a seed. And saying, we have this topic that needs to be brought up. How do we go about it? And then gradually bring in some more components of this decision making.
Now that I think about you were all together, right? Mm-hmm. That may not happen soon or
exactly.
If ever again. There in the corner of my eye, Uncle Willie, you know, throwing a turkey leg at my cousin. I envision like fights happening. You have to air it. Eventually, you have to talk about this anyway.
You do. You do. And it's not an easy conversation. You can make it light and upbeat and actually something that's a little bit more less emotionally charged if it's before there's a death or before a sickness. Now, one of the worst things that we also see is that when somebody's diagnosed with cancer or diagnosed with an illness and they haven't had this conversation, well, now it's even more difficult of a conversation because now the loved one feels like they are bringing in a topic that they're willing somebody to die or there's no hope or there's no care that's going to be given. And at that point in time, then it really becomes a conversation that's just off the table.
Sounds like some necessary conversations, hence the name of our event, right?
The name of the event, John, it's a lengthy one.
Necessary conversations, proactively planning your perfect exit.
Perfect exit.
Yeah.
You can plan these. They should be planned. And yet we don't. I wonder why you mentioned something, Christy. Americans, as opposed to other countries, don't handle it well. I wonder why.
Well, we all know that everybody's right now living in the here and the now. And unfortunately, there's too many people that financially don't even have a savings account to get them through the next month if they lost their job. And we're thinking too much about what's happening right now. And it's planning for the future is more difficult for people. And when I came into this business, our target demographic was people, married couples, that were either they just had a child. So we all know that that's 30s, 40s. Or they just got married or something that will take them earlier in life. So 45 to 60 was when people were starting to pre-plan. You can't get a 45-year-old right now to think about end-of-life planning or cemetery or funeral expenses. And that's come with the aging demographics, too. So we're seeing that go later in life, but they've got to be thinking ahead.
Yeah, that is true. Pam, any thoughts on what we're talking about and try to persuade somebody to address this sooner than later?
I think that what's interesting, you know, with respect to what Christy said is that, you know, when you do look at other cultures, it's very different than ours, right? Now, first of all, there is much more reverence and respect for growing old. And like Christy said, that's the goal, to grow old and to die and to have a beautiful death and what have you. It's looked at very differently. But as Americans, we really, really value the fountain of youth. And like I said, my father-in-law, who so eloquently said, unfortunately, you don't know you're old till you're old. And that is who we are as Americans. The other part of it, too, I think, is that as Americans, we're bootstrappers and we want to take care of ourselves. We've done everything ourselves, right? And that's why I think that people are so afraid to ask for help. Number one, because they never have before. And number two, it suggests that they're aging, or maybe they can't do all the things that they could before. And I think that really makes it tough on families. And every now and then, we have a really great older adult that comes to us. Most often, we're working with the adult children who are trying to get their parents in care and to be safe. But every now and then, we have an older adult come to us and say, I want to make the choice. I don't want my children to decide where I'm going to go, number one. And number two, the greatest gift I'm ever going to give them is a plan. I want them to know what I want. So I want them to know where I'm going to live, or I want to plan the funeral. I don't want my children to be burdened by that. Unfortunately, that's not as often as we'd like to have happen.
It needs to be put in writing. John, this plan we talk about, right? Mom's wishes before she passes on. Or what Christy said, or Pam, you're getting together in a room, there's three or four of the siblings, and they all disagree. Yeah, Mom told me she wanted this. No, that's not what she told me. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem.
You bet. And having it in writing is one thing. And I've literally said, hey, Mom told me that it's in the safety deposit box and all of her plan is there. But nobody's ever looked at it. Nobody knows how to get into the safety deposit box. A safety deposit box is frozen upon a death. There's so many components that sounds great and well. But a plan in writing really means working with a professional. And financially, putting the money aside as well is really what's going to lock that into place then too. So it's one of these areas that having it in writing really needs to be challenged, because it needs to go, show me where it is and what is this that you have in writing? Just a little simple letter, or is it actually contracts and agreements and financially sound plans that are put into place too?
So Christy Tosin is here. Pam Foti is here. Pam with Vesta Senior Network, and Christy with the Tribute Companies, and John, along with Mike Smith, as you said, who has been on the show, will be at this event on Wednesday, March 20th.
Yeah, lots of knowledge being dropped here and even more knowledge at the event. So this is what we want. We want clients to walk away and prospects going, wow, that was great. I learned something. That's what we want.
That's not about scaring people or, you know, a call to action necessarily, but there is a stat about general estate planning that 90% of Americans have nothing in place.
Yeah.
You know, power of attorney. And like you said, Christy, who knows what's the safe code? Where's the key to the safety? You said the safety deposit box is locked up.
Yeah.
And you're grieving at the same time.
Right. And so, you said a very interesting words there, power of attorney. Too many people think that this, hey, I have a power of attorney, that person's going to take care of all of this. In my world, that power of attorney ceases upon a death. So they come in and it means nothing anymore. So now all of a sudden it's all of those children. Each one of those children has an equal say in it, and they need to get together and make very quick decisions. And they're trying to figure out how to do this and where to get the money to do it. And there's just a lot of things that people assume, but we have to teach them the right way of what really means to have a power of attorney.
And John, this is a lot of what you do every day with your clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, if nothing else, remind them of this?
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I keep saying that over and over again. But, it, you know, the peace of mind that people have.
I heard that growing up from my mom all the time.
Yeah. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Another one, I literally have a crystal ball on my desk, like literally, and it's got the words inscribed on this little holder for it. It says, if you can't predict the future, you must prepare for it. So preparation, get it done. And we know these are uncomfortable topics, but you got to do something. Don't just sit on your hands and just hope that things work out.
TheKowalWay.com for all the information on this event on Wednesday, March 20th, TheKowalWay.com. They do the market updates Monday through Friday, WISN. This show, the Retirement Clinic, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with John White and our guest. Pam Foti is here with Vesta Senior Network. Christy Tosin with the Tribute Companies. I'm Paul Kronforst. Stick around. More of the Retirement Clinic is coming up next. We are back. The Retirement Clinic continues on WISN with the Kowal Investment Group, the retirement specialist. This show today, John, sort of a preview of an event that you've got coming up on Wednesday, March 20th, and the event is called Necessary Conversations, Planning Your Perfect Exit. It's going to be in Brookfield. It's complimentary.
That's right.
Just sign up on the website.
That's right. We do have limited seating, so please register. And, you know, we're missing one word from the title of this event is proactively. That's the key word, proactively planning. We want people to be proactive. We don't want people to sit on their hands and say, it'll be taken care of. No, we want to take action. Let's get this done. And then it's just maintenance after that. Once the documents are established, once the insurance is in place, once all the arrangements are made, it's just updating, maintaining. And that's easier, right, than having to scramble at the last minute. So with that, I'm going to ask Christy a question now. And again, this event that we're running is more of a panel discussion. So I'll be asking questions, getting answers from the experts, and sharing the knowledge. So this is the question. My husband and I just want a simple cremation. Can you help us find the cheapest option?
Well, thank you for asking that question. We get that all the time. And even more typically, we get the men in the room saying, just bury me in the backyard. I want nothing to do with all of this. So gentlemen, please don't ever give that response. But that is a question, and cremation is definitely on the rise. So we want to talk about it, and most people think it's very simple. However, cremation and the process actually creates more challenges because there are more options of what to do with those cremated remains. And I always say, and one of the ways to keep it in the back of your mind, is that cremated remains is still a human body that is deceased. And it's just been rapidly heated up and pulverized into bone fragments so that we actually have a human body. And we treat that as a deceased human being no matter what. And it should be treated as such. So when people say a cheap and simple cremation, that is an option. However, they're still not giving your family the choice to have a farewell. And you're not giving your family the option to actually have some sort of ceremony and celebration of your life. So while the thought behind the simplicity and the inexpensive part of this may be true, please don't let your family be in a situation where they have no way to say goodbye. And that can be anything from a party at a country club to a party on the beach where you have your family in there just like a wedding. However, it is a life ceremony that you should make sure that you're having some sort of ceremony with it. So cheap and simple cremation, there are cheap and simple ways. You can see them on the billboards. You can hear them advertised. However, they are very false when it comes to what you're actually getting with that. There are always add-on fees to those. There's always going to be extra services that you have to add on to it. And remember, that is simply showing you what the cost of the cremation process is. That has nothing to do with a memorial service or a burial service as well. So I'm on the cemetery side of the business, which is really making sure that we're embracing having a place to go. And maybe it's not just for now, but kids and grandchildren and great-grandchildren come to us all the time asking about where grandma and grandpa are buried. I knew nothing about them. I just learned about them and just found out about their life. I want to know more. So coming to a cemetery and having that permanent resting place is very important. And it can be very beautiful and very simple, even if you are cremated. We do about 35% of our burials are cremated remains. And so that is an option there then too. But I caution people on saying, simple and cheap when it comes to cremation, because even then you have to do your planning. You have to be a savvy consumer. You have to see what your choices are, and you certainly can pre-plan those options then too. But just remember, that's one process of an entire funeral, memorial, celebration of your life that you need to keep in mind.
Yeah, you make so many good points. You're talking about the funeral of somebody, could be your mother, your father, whoever. To use the word cheap just seems wrong, doesn't it?
It does.
I've got a friend, God bless Frank. He's an engineer here, retired, still listens. So Frank, if you're listening, is in his 80s. And he said, here's how I want my funeral to go. And it's going to be all in writing. The first three letters of funeral are?
Fun.
That's what he wants, a celebration. Now that's Frank. Others may not. There's a lot of religious aspects to go into funerals too. It just depends. Who said that? Pam, did you say it just depends. It's case by case, John. But yeah, to say I just want a cheap way.
Yes, it's pretty sad. And unfortunately, it's a way that people are just basically not addressing it and not dealing with it, and they don't want to talk about it. So it's that usually is a trigger for us to say, okay, this is somebody that has a little bit more fear. We need to just have this conversation a little slower and a little bit more sensitively as well then too. So that to us is a word that we just know we're dealing with somebody who just needs more time and needs more knowledge and more education on this.
Yeah, you know, when you think about the final costs involved with all this, I'd imagine inflation is obviously it's going to cost more as time moves on. Inflation is just permeating everything that we do. I mean, if someone were to ask me, quite frankly, what is the cost of a cremation today, I would have no idea. That's why I rely on my experts here for all this, because there's just too much. I'm eating humble pie every day. There's just too much to know. And so we really want to stress, please, please join us for this event. We're only touching a few questions today. There's going to be so much more knowledge shared, and you've got some experts here that can answer these questions. They're just...
But if we procrastinate so much, but we like to plan other events in life, right? My second daughter's married, going to be married this November. We like planning for those things. They're fun, right?
It's absolutely a wedding. We talk about that all the time.
And we get it done, by the way, everything, the photographer, the flowers, the venue, it gets done. So why don't we plan properly for a funeral?
Well, it's a great question. And think about how much money you spend on a wedding, too. It's always way more than you expect it to be.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
But it's worth it, right?
It is.
I mean, we've had conversations. It's what, there's many people involved and there's respect for both sides of the family. That's a wedding. The funeral, I get it. You're grieving. It's not usually a fun time in your life. Still has to be planned.
It does still need to be planned, but you can actually make funerals fun. I will say that. We have seen more and more of the fun in the funeral, and I've often said that I can certainly help with all of that too. We actually have complimentary champagne toasts at each one of our burials, and that's how we want families to leave that burial, rather than the sad, the doom and gloom, the watching of the casket be lowered. We want there to be a positive experience at a negative one. So bringing this into a perspective in a very respectful way is very possible, and it's certainly what we encourage as well. But there's times where families don't know if that's respectful. They don't know if that's what mom would have wanted. They don't know if the other family would accept it. So talking about it ahead of time and doing this on our own and making our own arrangements is something that just makes it so much easier, because then there's no question.
So the deceased can actually put things in writing for what they wish to be done. If they want champagne and a toast, they can get it.
You bet. Absolutely. And that's what we encourage. We have lots of different tools that they can have this all in writing. They can leave it with their financial planner. They can leave it with their estate attorney. They leave it on record with us at our location that we have it permanently uploaded as well. And the more places that have that, the better. And that's really going to make it a lot easier.
So, John, all of this, just like a retirement plan, it's just a different sort of plan. It's a conversation that we have to have. This event is going to be very informal, and you said space is limited. It's complimentary, right?
Right, and it's going to be fun. I love this. Like, it should be fun. What I find is clients that are proactively tackling these things, whether it's their investments or their retirement plan or planning for long-term care or insurance. Like, it feels good to get this stuff done. Get it reduced to writing. Because we live in two worlds, right? The real world and in the paperwork world. And if the paperwork's not done, there's going to be problems. And so, you know, this is empowering. This is what it should be.
Yeah, I think the peace of mind is what I also think of, and there's a lot to be said about that. So again, Wednesday, March 20th, it's going to be held in Brookfield, and more information is on your website, John, just like all kinds of information, thekowalway.com, K-O-W-A-L, thekowalway.com. As long as we're at it, we should mention all of your locations. In Waukesha, Port Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, Racine, Delafield, Cape Coral, Florida. Of course, on the web, you're at thekowalway.com. So please don't hesitate to reach out. If you've got questions, 262-522-4040. And we'll continue our conversation with John White, who is a certified financial planner. Pam Foti is here. Your company, Pam, is called?
Vesta Senior Network, and we can most easily be found on the web at www.vesta, V as in Victor, E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A, the word senior, the word network.com.
And you're going to be at this event, of
and
course.
And I'm going to be at this event on March 20th at 3 and 6.
At both times. Yeah, that's right. There's a 3 and a 6 p.m. on this Wednesday. Christy Tosin, the Tribute Companies. Do I work? How can I reach out to you?
Absolutely. So I am available at the Tribute Companies. We also have other divisions that focus on end of life and death care. So within the Tribute Companies website, you can go to any of our cemeteries, and those are Pine Lawn, Rest Lawn, Fort Howard, and the Gardens of Stone Bank. And then within those are tools for pre-planning. You don't have to commit to our locations, but we help you with taking those first steps. And my phone number at my office is 262-367-9991. Reach out. I can connect you with the right people, depending on your situation and your location. And we're happy just to help you start the conversation. That's all we ask for, is the ability to start the conversation.
I bet you do see a relief, too. After it's all done.
Oh, you bet. I've always said I've never had one family regret pre-planning. What they do say is I should have done it sooner. Or obviously, in these situations where no planning is done, it's chaos. And we always just say we wish you can pre-plan, and we're hoping that the survivors, the next of kin, then consider that for themselves.
Yeah, well said. We'll come back right after this. WISN, it is the Retirement Clinic with the COWAL Investment Group. Stick around. The Retirement Clinic continues on WISN every Saturday morning with the COWAL Investment Group. Certified financial planner John White in studio with Pam Foti. Pam is with Vesta Senior Network. Christy Tosin with the Tribute Companies. And this event you have is fantastic. We'll tell you about it at the end of the show. But what we're doing today is much the same at this event. You'll be talking about end-of-life issues.
That's right. And extended care, long-term care planning as well. Life insurance with Mike Smith as well. You know, I'm just realizing as we're doing the show, there's just not enough time to cover it all. Obviously, attend the event to find out more. Like for example, with Pam and what she does, I could ask the question now, how is care provided in Wisconsin? Does Medicare pay for assisted living? How does one afford this part of their life? Like, there's so many questions. But, you know, Pam just had a couple of thoughts to share about some myths.
We really can't get into all of that right now because it's a huge rabbit hole. But the biggest myth that I loved about for people is that the care and the communities where people receive care today are not your grandma's nursing home. I remember going to visit my great grandmother when I was a little girl. I was probably 8 years old. She was in a nursing home in Truman, Minnesota. And we still drive past it when I go to see my dad's family up in Minnesota. And that didn't change that much when my own grandmother was in a nursing home, you know, 20, 30 years later. But today we are so lucky that care is provided so differently in home-like communities, home-like settings. People are even living in apartments and receiving care in assisted living. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to our website, because I actually wrote a paper called Not Your Grandma's Nursing Home, and it's listed on our blogs. But I think that that's one of the things that we really want to talk about when we do this proactively planning your perfect exit program. That's a lot of P's, yeah. A lot of PRs. But the point is that I think that what we need to understand is that it's not your grandma's nursing home, and the care that is provided is so much different and in so much better of an environment today than it was from what we remember as children.
Christy, on a break, I mentioned a lot of us look at Hollywood and watch TV, and we joked about that's what we get an impression of a will or of an assisted care living or nursing home scenes. It's probably not like that at all. My grandmother was in one recently. They had Wii, they had video games. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of community to it, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been so impressed with Pam, actually, because she's one that can really know the senior living facilities and place the people in the appropriate locations. But even as us on the cemetery and the funeral side of the business, we go into senior living and we will do game shows for the residents. Yeah. And we'll just get them to have fun places to go and do some fun things and activities, because we know that they're very active still. They're just looking for different places to be able to have outlets. And sometimes then these turn into conversations about their loved ones' burials and their funerals, and then we can start that conversation in a whole different way then too. But it's something that they're living longer, but that doesn't mean that there's no life at the end of life.
Yeah, and some people are social butterflies and want to continue. Some want to be left alone, and I think that's both of those are respected. Right.
Respected. However, I think it's important to be around people. And I think having that community is everything. So you don't want them to get too by themselves and be too alone, because they need that human interaction, too.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, really, John, these are the small little details. Right. When we talk about estate planning, that's just such a vague term that covers so many things. But the things when your loved ones are no longer around, the grieving process, it's not easy. You said challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, necessary conversations, things that we need to talk about for your retirement plan, your financial plan. Plan, right? That's the word, right? Plan for these things. Get it done.
Get a plan. And if you don't have it done, it's not too late.
Never too late.
We say that about your retirement plan, so it's the same. In this situation, I tell you what, John, this event is, as we said, it's free to attend, but you have to register on the COWALWay.com website. That's the website, thecowalway.com. So when we come back, we'll give you all the details. It is Wednesday, March 20th. More information with John White, your host, on today's Retirement Clinic. This is WISN. As we wrap up today's Retirement Clinic, thanks to John White from the COWAL Investment Group. John's a certified financial planner. Great show today. Our guests are part of this event on Wednesday, March 20th.
That's right. So we've got Mike Smith from CPS Horizon. We have Pam from Vesta Senior Network and Christy from the Tribute Company.
Although, for the record, Mike wasn't on today's show.
That's correct. He's on next week.
Oh, there you go. And then he'll be at the event.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so thank you, Pam. Thank you, Christy. If you just want to share your information one last time.
Sure. Pam Foti, Vesta Senior Network. That's www.vestaseniornetwork.com. Or you can reach us at 414-253-1435.
I'm Christy Tosin with the Tribute Companies. My phone number at the office is 262-367-9991. But even a better way to reach me is at my email, which is christiete@tributeinc.com.
This happens every show on Monday or Tuesday. My boss, Jerry Botter, myself, who is that guest on the Retirement Clinic? So you can always reach out to us off the air or just go to thecowalway.com. It's a great resource, John White. That event, again, is on your website. It's under the Events tab.
That's right, thecowalway.com.
So please check it out. John will be there. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., thecowalway.com. Don't forget to tune in Monday through Friday during the Mark Belling Show, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. news blocks for those market updates. And we're back next Saturday. John, have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John White on WISN, the Retirement Clinic. News is coming up next in your weekend Fox 6 forecast. Stay tuned.